Local churches are having a pretty hard time filling their pews nowadays. As a result, places like the University Christian Church are closing their doors. It's just one of several in Seattle with more buildings and land than they actually need. KUOW's Joshua McNichols looks at how surplus church land could actually help solve one of Seattle's biggest problems.
Marcia Tolan has attended the University Christian Church since the 1980s. The church is in the process of shutting down. They've been selling off pieces of property over the years as their congregation shrinks. Right across the street, the church used to own a parking lot.
So we're coming up to the crosswalk here.
Tolan said the church congregation may have dwindled, but the remaining people hadn't given up on their social mission. They had a dream of building affordable housing.
It's still kind of awe-striking for me to think that it actually is real. We dreamed about it for so long and saw so many artist renderings of it and talked about minute details.
It has six stories with 133 affordable apartments for people making less than 60% of the average income in the region. There's even a playground on the roof.
Yes, my love. Do you want to go on the slide?
It's become home for people like Hyeong Kim, a single mother with a job teaching cello at Cornish College of the Arts. She used to commute an hour and a half each way from Federal Way, dropping her kid off at daycare on the way.
Just to coordinate all of that was just grueling. I mean, it was just so intense. And I just said, okay, you know, either if we're going to stay here, have to be closer to work, much closer, and this is just like right over there, so it makes it so much, you know, just so much easier.
Susan Boyd is the CEO of Bellwether, which developed this property. She says a nonprofit like hers has trouble finding land, so churches like this are the perfect partner.
Churches are located in these dense urban neighborhoods, and they have land that is not being fully utilized. So an opportunity like this to develop on a parking lot
is really rare. And because churches are not profit-driven,
they were willing to work with us for a price that was going to make these homes possible.
Daryl Grothaus was the director of community development for the city of Seattle back during Jimmy Carter's presidency. In his retirement, Grothaus helps churches redevelop. He says the problem is that many clergy members just don't know how to start.
They didn't go to seminary to learn how to be a real estate developer. You know, they don't know a deed of trust from a mortgage.
Grothaus says churches could have a huge impact on the region's affordable housing shortage. But he says the city isn't taking it seriously.
It clearly has not grabbed the attention of the new mayor and the city council. They've got many other demands on them, so there needs to be a focused campaign to alert them to this potential.
Grothaus says the city needs to do a survey of all church property, and then it needs to do aggressive outreach to churches and connect them with expertise. A spokesperson for Seattle's Office of Housing says a survey like that is due out this fall, but church officials say they're still waiting to be contacted. Meanwhile, churches will continue to just struggle through these questions themselves. Marcia Tolan from the University Christian Church said it was hard, at first, for the church to even consider giving up its parking spaces. But the congregants said maybe this land has a higher calling.
We could use it as a way to fulfill our mission.
Today, the church itself is for sale, but the housing that the church built will remain. In the U District, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.